Don't you know I'm loco? Were you trying to get crazy with this thing? Don't you know I'm loco? Were you trying to get crazy with this thing? Don't you know I'm loco?
Don't make me wait, jetpack, please. Get the check, I'll be going like a general. motherfucking shit. That's what the fuck, motherfucker. Yeah, nigga.
That's right, bitch.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about up in this motherfucker. Straight the fuck up, G. Straight the fuck up. Yeah, straight the fuck up, G.
That's what the fuck I'm talking
about in this motherfucker. Yeah. LK, KBLK, the shortwave voice of black oppression. So what the fuck this nigga's talking about up in this motherfucker?
Yo, 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 this is your boy, straight G up in this motherfucker. Straight the fuck up gangsta, yeah. Have been cooling in his motherfucking crib. Just chilling, you know what I'm saying? Coco kicking his retirement from the motherfucking pirate band, you know? Now your nigga likes to poke around and see what the fuck's going down with this pirate shit from time to time, even though I'm, you know, just chilling with some bitches and some motherfucking good weed. I likes to see what the fuck's going on, you know what I'm saying? So recently, I go on the motherfucking internet, and what do I see? Fucking Pirate War 2011! And I says to myself, what the fuck? Damn! What the fuck's going on with you motherfuckers? Deeper and see what the fuck. After further research, I comes to the conclusion that I's got to retirement and do a motherfucking show. Just like that. You know what I'm saying? So, what we got for you today? Motherfucking show. Straight up KBL fan. And what's we gonna do? We gonna give a little background on this motherfucking pirate war. We gonna offer some causes and some possible motherfucking solution to this problem. Now, your boy Straight G's been around for some time now. 15 motherfucking years. I ain't been too active in the last few years. But I see what the fuck's going on, you know what I'm saying? So apparently, from what I gathers, that motherfucker named Pat Murphy, man, there's a couple motherfuckers that hate your ass. You done pissed off some bitches and some motherfuckers, let me tell you. Now this Murphy, all these motherfuckers they call sock puppets. Apparently, aliases and different motherfuckers you come up with, and you make all these names, and you pretend you got all these peoples on the people in your shit than you really do. It's like a fake gang, you know what I'm saying? So, Pat Murphy's been accused of all this shit over the years. Now, apparently, he did said done something that pissed fucker off. So this motherfucker starts doing all kinds of shit. Then, you got this other John Fuller. He had a station called the Crystal Ship. This motherfucker's been around since, the, I don't know, 1982, 83, something like that. He's an old motherfucker. Old like me. And this dude done got himself a notice of unlicensed operation from the motherfucking FCC. So these people that are hating the Pat Murphy claims that Pat Murphy is done dropped a dime on him. So everything escalates even more. People drew their fucking line in the sand and said, this is it. This is the way it is. We gonna do battle. And the motherfucking thing about the whole shit is the motherfucking battle don't take place on the internet. With blogs. Motherfucking blogs. That's why I figure it comes on here and say the biggest problem we have is because it's all a bunch of white motherfuckers. Only white motherfucking blogs. Sock puppets. And says use a motherfucking rabbit. Shit. This is so fucking white, I don't even know what to say. Shit, one of the motherfucking players is named Cracker, for Christ's sakes. What motherfucking up the hobby of pirate radio?
got all these dogs. Back and forth. Motherfucker did that. That motherfucker did that. He said this. She said that. This motherfucker doing this. My motherfucking head's spinning. Damn. If I was a motherfucking new person coming up in here to see what the motherfucking pirate radio was all about, I'd leave this motherfucking circus behind. You're all crazy. Bunch of white motherfuckers. It's a nigga's head spin. Well, we'll be right back with my explanation of what causes all this motherfucking shit. Right after a word from my boy, Herman Cain.
I'm Herman Cain, and I approve this message.
Hi, I'm Herman Cain, running for motherfucking president of the United States. Now, I'm sure y'all heard about my 999 plan.
Yep, that's right, my 99 plan. That is, y'all send me bitches in 9 motherfucking days.
That's right, y'all send me $999
so I can smack 99 bitches in 9 days.
Don't vote for that Uncle Bad House. He claims he's black, but damn, he's lily motherfucking white. And all he got is a motherfucking nigga somewhere in his granddaddy's woodpile. So vote for me, Herman Cain, for president of the United States.
This has been brought to you by the people to elect Herman Cain for president.
When you keep driving and singing that same KBLK, the shortwave voice of Black
Russian. And your boy Straight G Coco kicking it for motherfucking retirement. Back on the motherfucking pirate radio bands. Coming here to set some shit straight about Pirate War 2011. Now we done told you, we's gonna give you some causes about all this shit. And it bound to one motherfucker. Y'all are white. White motherfuckers. And the worst part about it is it's because y'all is middle-aged white men. Middle-aged white men, the worst kind there is. Because they all got problems. They got problems with their shit downstairs. There ain't much there to begin with. And what is there, probably working very well now either. So y'all got to compensate with torn better and badder than the next guy. My truck's bigger, I got something badder, I like it shinier, I'm bigger, faster, more powerful. To show the other motherfuckers you ain't got shit top it all off, y'all need to take the motherfucking pill to get that thing working. A motherfucking pill. Shit. So how's this translate into the motherfucking shortwave? Well, you got to have a bigger antenna. More powerful transmitter. I got the better transmitter. My production, my editing's tighter. My programs is better. I used to work in commercial radio. Oh, I know this, I know that. I'm's better than you. And they got to tell everybody what's the fuck's up. Why they is better and why they got this and that. Because they insecure about what they got downstairs. So I have that shit going on. Motherfucker, I got 9 inches of limp dick up in this motherfucker right now. Do you think I'd be worrying about the size of my transmitter? How good my audio is? Or my production quality? I got a big motherfucking dick up in this bitch. I don't need to worry about that shit, man. I walk tall. So I don't needs to tell you and project a bunch of motherfucking shit about me to let y'all know what's up. Hey, I know what's up. So I know what's going on now. You got these motherfuckers like John Poet and motherfucking Geese Fox up in this bitch going, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Commander Bunny, because yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. Poet, those motherfuckers, that's who he's talking about. No, 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 I'm talking about y'all. If you was white, if you was a white middle-aged man, you was motherfucking guilty. Plain and simple, bottom motherfucking line. You was white. You white. Fucked. So what's we got now? Motherfucking overcompensation of the motherfucking ego. Because we ain't got no motherfucking dicks. And we're spewing our shit all over pirate radio. And we're doing most of our battle on the internet. On the motherfucking internet. With blogs. Have you read some of this shit? Motherfucker. Back in my day, well, first of all, we didn't have no motherfucking blogs. And I'm gonna tell you right now, I don't have a motherfucking blog. Fuck that shit. I got something to say. I'm right up here in this motherfucking mic. Yeah, I'm right here. Right the fuck here, man. I got something to say. I'm on the air. And that's what I'm talking about. In the old days, man, we took our shit to the air. Nobody's hid behind a motherfucking computer. Shit, these motherfuckers lost their internet connection for that. Yeah, it's real sad when you sit down and think about how everything has devolved. Totally devolved into a big heaping hot pot. Y'all should be this is KBLK, the shortwave voice of black oppression. Go, go, go.
Can't tell me what I'm doing wrong. Won't you give me, can't do your own. You can't tell me
you're
what, when,
how to do my thing and you ain't doing nothing for me. Now the name of the game is unity. Yeah. Everybody get together and work together. Be ye black or white. It's right.
The shortwave voice of black oppression.
Your boy straight G up on the end, coke kicking some pirate bands. And we's talking about Pirate War. Pirate War 2011. Never seen nothing like this in my whole motherfucking life. And as I promised, I's gonna offer a solution to this motherfucking shit. Now, y'all, here's the way this motherfucker sees it. Too many motherfuckers are too worried about what the other motherfucker's doing. First of all, for the record, I don't give a fuck what Pat Murphy does. I could give two shits less about whether John Poet got busted or not. I don't really care what the WBNY blog says. I'm not really interested in what Radio Paranoia has to say. And a little advice for y'all, do the same motherfucking thing. Pat Murphy, fuck his sock puppets. Who gives a shit what he does? If he's done doing some shit up on the FRN, y'all made your point, see? Y'all made your point. Now it's just getting dirty. Everybody knows where everybody stands. So why don't y'all just drop the shit and get back line? You don't like what he's all doing? Ignore him. Or get on the motherfucking radio and put yourself together a program and let everybody know what's up. That's the day. Thugs for positive shit. Not all this fucking nasty stuff going on now. It ain't cool. It's a bad image for the hobby. Lots of motherfuckers have been around here a long time and they worked hard. Makes everybody look like a bunch of fucking idiots. Use those motherfucking computers for good stuff like putting programs to and sharing the knowledge of the hobby. For the new peoples to come along. Cause let's face it, we all ain't gonna be here forever. The old motherfuckers is gonna die. And what kind of motherfucking legacy are not a good one. Not the way it is now. So y'all need to sit down and think, is it really worth it to get another motherfucker keep going on and on? If I slam that motherfucker and I get slammed back, I'm gonna slam him twice as hard. Is it really worth it? Think about the big picture, peoples. It's not your fault you're white, but you don't have to be so damn lame. Well, you are white and lame. But motherfucker, you can do what you can to overcome that shit. It ain't that hard. Set a motherfucking example for the other peoples. For the chip. This has been KBLK, the motherfucking shortwave voice of black oppression. Talking about the mirror shop. So that's it for me. Thanks for listening, and we'll check you again later. Right, peace out.
People moving in bars because of the color of their skin.
Run, 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 but you still can't
hide. And I bought a 2 for 2, both for me, and I'll set you free. Grab on, brother.
And he's saying, nobody's interested in learning
but the teacher.
Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to my nature.
The children.
That's what the world is today.
destruction, tax deduction.
The inspectors, the collectors, the
population of the nation.
Presentation of KBLK, the shortwave voice of black oppression.
It was really about the worst station I've ever heard on shortwave. In fact, it was so bad that actually it was entertaining in that respect.